views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by
Heart Brain Media Group.
Capturing the moments that make life great.
Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview in the interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. And I have a really exciting guest on the show today, Jody Ward, who is actually sitting right now in upstate New York in a blizzard. So I am so happy I am sitting in sunny Southern California right now. But we're going to get to her in a little bit. And I am so glad that she is here. Here's our quote for today. Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo. But what you want is someone who is willing to take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. And that comes from Oprah. And I thought that was so relevant for today's conversation because Jody is one of those women that knows how and knows that she needs to put her big girl boots on and keep moving forward. So stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of our exciting giveaways that we have today. And it is now time to turn up the volume for Up or Out with Connie. So here is today's challenge question for all the ladies in the house. How do you get through those things that get you down? Well, our guest today is going to remind you to put your big girl boots on and keep moving forward. What are those things that get you down? Now, a couple of years ago, when I was moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, you know, trying to do everything, trying to move from one place to another, get things going, I broke my foot. And that really put a damper on some things. So what I decided to do is, of course, not sit around and in my misery and, you know, in my broken foot. I decided that I was going to interview 50 top women in business all the way across the country. And I'm going to tell you, 49 out of 50 of them had a story to share, a story of struggle, a story that really gave them the strength and the courage to do what they're doing now. And I mean, some of those struggles were amazing. And you know, it was a gift for me. Because it wasn't always handed to me growing up. I had to work for where I'm at today. And there were times I really wanted to throw in the towel and say, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I don't have the energy. I don't have the strength. But there was something that kept me going, kept me moving forward. And our guest talks about that too. Jody has a similar story. And I'm going to let her share that with you in a minute. But really quick, let's take a sponsor break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about today's guest and how you can keep things moving forward and put on your big girl boots. We're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And it is now my pleasure to introduce a woman with a powerful voice. She wears her big girl boots every day. She never gives up. She's an inspiration to women around the globe. So I want to welcome Jody Ward to Up or Out with Connie. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hi, Connie. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Don't want to keep rubbing it in, but I am sitting here in sunny Southern California. I know you got lots of snow up there, but you know, a lot of people like the snow. I used to live in that area myself, so it could be really beautiful.
It is. It's upstate New York. So we're accustomed to this. It is beautiful. I love the beginning of the season, but it is really cold and we are getting quite the snowstorm today.
Oh, this is a little bit early for the season. I mean, I remember it is Thanksgiving week, but I remember Thanksgiving Day, that week is when it really, really would start. But then, it really hits a little bit later on. So is this a little bit early or is this on time with the schedule?
Oh, you know, there really, in this area, there really is no schedule. Every year is different. Some years, like last year, it was beautiful on Thanksgiving and it was almost 70 degrees yesterday. So they say, if you don't like the weather in upstate New York, just wait a minute. And they say that for a reason. It really is an iffy state at this time of year.
So it does change. I remember it was Thanksgiving. Oh gosh, I don't know what year it was. And I actually ended up sitting there by myself because the snow was so bad. They put a total advisory, this was when I was single, I had my own place, and they put an advisory driving, no driving at all out. So I couldn't go to my parents for Thanksgiving. Nobody came. And I had a turkey that I made because I always like to have that in the house. So I sat there and I had the turkey myself. So that was a good part. I didn't have to share with anybody.
Lots of leftovers.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the holidays? Big family dinner?
Yeah, we are actually planning a big dinner. My sister and her family and both of my daughters are likely coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm really excited. I haven't seen one in a few months. And his family is in from Indiana. So we'll have kind of both the families and some really good friends that'll be joining us.
Nice.
I love the holidays.
Yeah, we're actually heading up to Lake Tahoe and we're renting a cabin on the lake. And my stepdaughter lives there and she has a new baby. So we're spending Thanksgiving with them. And then Christmas, I'll be heading back to the East Coast, Northeast, and I'll be spending Christmas with my kids back there because they're still hanging out back there. So it's really sad when they get older and they get their own life, isn't it?
It is.
Have to chase them down.
You do. I'm hoping someday that they'll migrate home again, at least in the area, so we're not so distant. But it's okay. It's good for them to spread their wings and live their life. At some point, I do hope that we live, a little closer together.
Yeah, everybody's doing their own thing, so that's good. And I wonder, because you're very... you've had your challenges. I know you were a single mom like myself, and you were able to overcome a lot of that. And I don't really know if I want to call it mistakes, but I like to call it that it was lessons learned. In a sense, we learned, don't do that again. But I think that made us stronger as individuals. I think we were able to pass that on to our kids.
I think so. And over the past few years since my daughters both left home, the conversations, as you know, you've raised kids,
right?
They change. You get past the teenage years and they get through college and suddenly they have the full perspective. And so the conversations change. And I think it's instilled the strength in them to go and do and spread their wings and not be afraid to go experience life. And you're right. We call them mistakes, but you make your best decisions at those moments in time. And you use both your head and your heart to make those decisions. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But I think
That's how we grow. And that's definitely how we grow. And and I have my two kids as well. And it's like, sometimes I talk to them now and it's like, wow, they're adults now. What happened?
So true. You're like, wait, when did that happen?
I know. But the good part is that when we recognize those mistakes, when we recognize those failures and acknowledge them.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I do work with some folks in the C-suite, both men and women, where they don't always acknowledge, you know, what has happened. You know, whether it be in business or in their personal life, they're not acknowledging that. And if they're not acknowledging it, they're not able to make that change.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. When you, it's so funny that you say that in business and in your personal life, you have to acknowledge that you're human. And so often, even in my job, you know, people look at you like you're a company, but I have to remind people we're actually a group of humans that are in this company, and we're going to make mistakes, and that's how we correct those.
Yes,
forward. That's what really counts.
Yes, and a lot of times that going back to separating the personal from the professional, and a comment a client said to me recently was that the company's vision, and I kept correcting them, and they're like, I don't understand why it's the company's vision. I said, no, it's not the company's vision. The company doesn't have a vision. It's the individuals in the company that provides the vision to what direction the business is going to go in, or what direction the company is going to go in. So we do have to remember that we have to separate those two, but at the same time, in business, the business is the people. Mm-hmm. And you know, and what they bring, you know, what they bring into the office every day, that's what they have to work with. And that's what the best that they have to work with.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
So we fail, people fall down, and it happens because of our choice. And, you know, the one thing you had shared when I was going over some of your information is that sometimes it's based on other people. Yes, sometimes it's based on a chance, but it always comes down to our decisions. And sometimes our decisions aren't the best, but they're based on what we know. It's based on the tools that we have at that time.
Right.
Now, you did something that I so admire you for, that you went back to school.
I did.
And that was your choice. That was your choice to go back to school and get that education. So what was the drive? What took you back to school to make that happen?
So I think most of my life I had allowed the environment I was in to sort of dictate my decisions. And I was on some pretty sad paths for many years. And it was after I got married fairly young and I had my first daughter. And it was at that point that I realized I need to be a better person for me so I can be a better person for her. And not long after I had my second daughter, and as soon as the opportunity arose, I took it. I made the decision to go back to school. At that point I was a single parent. My oldest had just started kindergarten.
Okay.
And I knew I didn't want to struggle our entire lives. And I knew they deserved a good life. And for me to do that, I had to educate myself.
Okay.
That was my turning point. It really was my children that propelled me to invest in myself. And it was really an investment in them. I knew I needed to be able to be a good provider, and I needed to set that example for them that, you know, to do the hard work.
Nice.
So that was really the turning point for me. It was them.
So that was that's again, I mean, anybody hearing this, I mean, it's such an emotional story that you gave your all, and the reason was because it was for your girls. and because you wanted them that then to have a better life. And as parents, we always want our kids to have a better life than we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it also, when you talk about if our children really are in tune with, you know, sort of that hard work ethic, that that I think is one of the things that, because it took a long time, obviously being a single parent, it took me a long time, a lot longer than if I had gone out of high school to get anywhere with my education. But it showed them that hard work ethic.
Yes, yes. And they see that. I know with, it was really, because I was daughter and son, it was really more with my daughter where the effect came in. She was older. My son was 6 months old when I divorced and my daughter was 3. So she was, you know, a little bit more in tune to what was happening. And she's now 34, and she'll probably shoot me for even talking about her right now, but she's 34. And we just had that conversation last summer. Her husband's in the military and he was away. So I went to North Carolina to spend some time with her. So we drank a lot of wine. We went to the wine and paint a lot, and we cried a lot. And it was really healing for each of us, you know, to open and share, you know, what was going on during that time. Yeah. So yeah. So they come to terms as they get older, as they become adults themselves. They realize, you know, what was happening with mom or dad, you know, in some cases, and why sometimes there were struggles. But, you know, it's come full circle, and we have raised very independent children, you know, and that's why we don't see them as often. It's like, I know, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe we didn't do a good job.
I love that part now. That's the one part. There's a lot of things I miss, and I bet you're with me on this. Like when I see little kids, it pulls at my heartstrings. I'm like, I miss when my kids were little. But then I sit and I have these conversations with my adult girls, and one of them was after a few glasses of wine, and start to actually talk as adults, and it's like, oh wow, we're in this great new phase, and what a great journey. It's a whole new phase.
It is. I was even speaking to my son, and my mom passed away this year too. So, you know, going to mom's house was our gathering place. And even after we sold our house and moved a couple of years ago, we still had mom in the same neighborhood. So that's where we've been, you know, we would go for holidays, and everybody would just go, you know, to grandma's house. And so this year she's passed away. So that's been a topic of conversation over the last couple of weeks. What are we doing for the holidays? Because everybody is so spread out and, you know, and doing their thing. And then I had a conversation because my stepdaughter had a baby, and the baby's now 3 months old. So I had the conversation with my son and daughter, and it was my son who said, "Mom, why aren't you spending Thanksgiving with Isla Grace? She's your first grandchild, technically." He goes, "You should be with her." And I was like, oh, okay. Like, they gave me permission. I didn't have to see them for Thanksgiving.
Aww.
It was funny. My husband, he was even laughing. He goes, "Well, you just got permission. You're going to spend it with the baby." I said, "Okay." So we're good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Thank you. Yeah, she had cancer, and it was her second time around. So it was sad at the end, you know, just seeing her go. And actually, she passed Easter Monday.
Aww.
And she told the doctor, before I had got there, my sister called, and she said, "You need to get here now." And I just ran to the airport, my gym clothes still on. I'm like, "Just get me there." And so I got there, and she had passed a few hours later, but she had said to the doctor, she said, "Please don't let me go on Easter. I don't want my kids to remember Easter this way." So she did go on Monday. So it was sad. It's been, of course, as with any passing, it's been a hard, hard year for everybody. So that's why it's our first Christmas, even with my sisters and brothers. And we're all like, okay, what are we doing? Yeah, because we're all so spread apart. I mean, we're in Albany, New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia. Then now I'm in California. So we're all pretty far apart. So that's why we're all like, okay, well, maybe in January, because now we even have our own extended families going on. So yeah, so it's a change. It's a change of life, the circle of life, as they call it. But we can, the one of the things that you had mentioned to me earlier about, we can make a difference in our own destiny.
Yes, we can.
We just need to keep the vision on what we want. And I know you are doing some fabulous, fabulous work today in what you're doing with your business. And I know you're building a house, and then you're going to go look at something else. So you have a lot of things going on. So what's your primary focus going to be coming up for the new year?
Oh, well, so within the business, so there's a couple things, business and personal. Within the business, I took a new job this year in the same company, and it's been great. It's actually put me out traveling more than even before, and I love it. It's challenging. It's been rewarding. It's been a lot of work, but it's definitely been well worth the significant change. And Lonnie's so great. I'm so supportive of, me having to drop everything in a moment's notice and run away for 4 days here and there. And
Right. Sometimes
not knowing, he's like, what state are you in?
Right.
So there's continuation of that because, I've only been in the job since January. And whenever you take a major job change,
yes,
it takes a couple of years to really get your arms fully around everything.
Yes, so, yes.
Business-wise, that's really my, that's going to be my focus. And we're growing my team. So personally is nice. To complete this house and get my house actually sold, which right now it's been a blessing that we didn't sell it because we're living in it. and then really get ourselves exploring our second home. And he has a lot that he's put aside that he needs to re-engage in. So looking forward to, and helping him to promote.
Right, right. And I just want everybody to know when she says him, who she's talking about. She's talking about the infamous, or the famous, I should say, Lonnie Park. So, and I met this beautiful couple at the Grammys last year, and looking forward to seeing them again this coming year as well.
Oh, yay, you're going again?
Awesome. Yes, I will be there. So I plan to hang out with you guys. So you have a lot going on. You definitely have a lot on your plate. And I thought this morning's conversation with you was so appropriate, very appropriate, because I spent some time last week with a young gal who had three girls. And she was a bit emotional because she was on the road traveling again, busy with the work, traveling again. And that is really a fine line and I'm not throwing any guys under the bus, but I think it's sometimes much harder for women to, to leave your kids at home and say, hey, I'm sorry, but, mommy has to go to work. And I remember doing that with my own kids. If you want that new toy or you want this or that, mommy has to go to work. And she was struggling with that. And it made me realize how many women do struggle with that today.
Oh, you're so on the mark with that. And the guilt that we put on ourselves, and we're constantly, I think, comparing ourselves to, I know for me personally, I was always guilty that I wasn't the mom that was, that baked the extra cupcakes.
Yeah. And we went to PTA moms.
I had to make certain sacrifices. And
right.
But I think there's definitely, there is a difference. And, there's a lot of dads too.
There are dads.
Yes. Even aren't single parents, and they feel that same guilt. But you're right. There is definitely, I think, more weight on women. And I think we put it on ourselves.
We do. We absolutely do. So, I mean, I spent some time coaching her through that, but we put that guilt on ourselves, and we think that we're not good enough because, you know, we're not at the PTA meetings and we're not baking the cookies. I remember driving myself crazy to make sure I was back, you know, whether it be for a school, you know, day trip to the zoo or, you know, something else going on. I remember my daughter was having her eighth grade graduation, and this is when I was at the U.S. Chamber, and I told them, make sure you fly me back. I have to be back. Well, they decided to throw in another meeting, because that's when I was asking for money. And I was like, no. So I had called a friend of ours who had a limousine service, and I had the limousine pick up her and her girlfriend to take them to the dance, which was nice. Of course, I all of that. Well, I got there. It was getting over at 10 o'clock that night. And I was just pulling into the parking lot about 9:30, 9:45 before it ended. And I'm like, I am running in there. I got to see my girls. And we do that to ourselves. We torture ourselves. And again, the guilt that we have over it, it's incredible. But you're right. Dads do have it too. The one gentleman that was also there last week, his was on a different level though. His was that, he wasn't so guilty that he was away. He was struggling with when he goes home, and his 13-year-old daughter is like, hey, Dad, I'm busy. I got to go. You know, she doesn't have time for Dad anymore. But that's also the age.
Yeah.
That's also the age, too. Well, Jody, this has been really fantastic, fantastic talking to you. And I know we could talk a lot longer about this. But we are coming to an end. That's all we have for now. So I just want to thank you for being here. You've been fantastic. And I look forward to seeing you at the Grammys.
Yes, I look forward to it, too. And thank you so much for having me. And I hope you have a great holiday. Enjoy the baby.
I will. And you enjoy your family as well.
I will.
So folks, so ladies, that's all we got for today. Again, thank you to Jody for being here today. Our time always goes by so quickly, but I want to thank you for being part of our community, and keep sending in your success stories and your questions to Ask Connie at Upper Out, because we want to share your stories and we want to help others become motivated to take action. Well, it's almost that time of year. And so my question for you is, have you set your intention for 2017? Because it is the fourth quarter. And now is when everyone is really out there and they're thinking, what am I going to do for 2017? How am I going to enhance my business? How am I going to keep building up in the C-suite? Well, if you have any questions, send me an email at askconnie@upperout.com. We'd be glad to help you out and give you some feedback. And be sure to subscribe and stay with us on iTunes, Facebook, and LinkedIn, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. And for those of you who haven't heard yet, our show is now syndicated. And we are so excited about this. And we go out live on Mondays now, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, out of the East Coast. And we are so excited about that, because we are now on with Conscious Radio Network. And soon we are also adding the C-Suite Network to our lineup of syndicated stations. So you, again, stay tuned, connect with us, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. And remember to ask yourself, if you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time, be unstoppable.